Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, on this Monday morning. I thank God and I thank you for the privilege of being able to join with you in going before the Lord in prayer. And today's Monday, April the 28th, in the year 2014. I trust that you had a wonderful, restful, worshipful weekend, joining with others in worshiping our Lord and our Savior, and just being blessed as God makes himself known and pours out his mercy and his grace like rain upon us. So we thank you for joining us on this morning, and we want you to know that you're extremely welcome. And I trust that you will be blessed by our prayer cast on today. Well, I just would like to begin by us visiting the Word of God just for a quick minute. We're looking at Psalm 131 and verse 1, and it says, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, by the way. It says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in matters too great or in things too wonderful for me. Now, this is a song written by the psalmist David, and it was a song. And it's a song of peace and relaxed, non-anxiety before the Lord. He says, neither do I exercise myself in matters too great or in things too wonderful for me. He says, look, Lord, I'm just leaving it all to you. I'm just allowing my heart not to be haughty. I'm humble. I want to be humble before you. And that's where we all should be, particularly when we want to have our prayers be responded to by God, and we want them to penetrate the atmospheres that they must pass through in order to reach the throne of God. There is a prayer that is accompanied with fire, and where there's humility, the fire of God can burn and burn its way through every circumstance. Humility, therefore, holds in its keeping the very energy that gives life to prayer. Prayer is lifeless and therefore powerless, coming from a place of vanity and pride. Those kinds of prayers cannot ascend. Humility springs from a lowly estimate of ourselves and are deserving. In other words, we don't mind being at zero in our estimation of ourselves. So clothing ourselves with humility is to be clothed with prayer. So in this we realize our sinfulness and our unworthiness as we come before the Lord, because prayer is not about affecting God, it's about affecting and changing us in our response, position, and relationship to him. So today our focus is humility that energizes prayer. And we thank God that we are experiencing the answer to our prayers. Now that, as the psalmist said, we don't want to exercise ourselves in matters like that. They're too great, or in things too wonderful for us. Those are too wonderful. We can't give answers to prayer. Our efforts are so minuscule in the large scheme of things. So today, I just wanted to leave that word with you to make sure that our hearts are humble and we are not haughty, nor are we thinking that we are so grand in our own eyes, we're so lofty. We just stay at zero, and that is the best place we could be. That is the really the highest place that we could be, because the more we reduce, the more he increases. So that's wonderful. Well, I have a quick praise report. The family that was seeking an apartment to live, a family of six, two parents, and the four children, well, they found a place, and they'll be moving this week. They actually have the keys in their possession, and we prayed for them on last week. And I tell you, when I received the news that they found a place, and a place of, you know, that's comfortable for them, I was relieved, because I felt the father's pain as he sought to discover some place to take his family. Their home was purchased by, and they lived in a rental situation, purchased by another owner, and that owner wanted to have them and all other tenants vacate the premises. So they had to move, and move fast. And so there's peace in their home and peace among the children, who do not deal in those matters, but it affects them anyhow. So in this case, this story, this prayer has a wonderful ending. So we thank you for your participation in that prayer action. We heard from heaven for sure. Okay, I'm going to open your lines so that you can be heard. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, well, certainly share that with us as we go forward on this prayer cast on today. I have a few things that we are concerned about that we want to, I feel the Lord wants us to pray about. And, you know, how do I come up with prayer targets? Well, I listen for the Lord. That's what I do. And in my particular case, and I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but I can tell by the Spirit of God what he wants us to pray for, because I feel the weight and the burden of it. And I know that means it's something that needs to be lifted up before the Lord, that he wants us to participate in, so that we can learn of his ways and the way he does things. So that's how I come up. It's, you know, I don't roll a dice or something. I just listen in my spirit. And that's how you are to do it as well. Listen in your spirit. Never go before the throne empty-handed. It's just not honoring to the Lord. Always allow the Lord to speak to you, because there are things on his heart as well, not just your heart or mine, his heart. And he wants to communicate that to us, to you, to me. And then that's what he wants us to speak about when we get before him. You see what I'm saying? It's God is spirit, but he's a very real person. And it's about real relationships. So it's not make-believe. So we must try all as we can to listen to the Spirit. And this is how we learn the voice of the Spirit, because it says, my sheep know my voice. And when we get to know his voice, we can feel what his heart, we can sense, because he communicates it. Because it's about relationship, and it's never one way. It's two way. We converse with him, and he converses with us. That's how personal, awesome, and effective it is. So, back to our prayer targets. Let me quickly give you what we're going to pray for today and allow God to speak to your heart so that you can participate in the conversation that God has given us the opportunity to engage in on this Monday, the 28th of April. Not yesterday. That's dead and gone. Not tomorrow. That's on its way, hopefully. But today is what we're dealing with. Well, on this week, for 3 days and two nights, our leadership, myself and our leadership, the plan is that we will go away for a brief time just to be alone with the Lord. We're going to go into an advance. I wouldn't call it a retreat. It's an advance where we're going away, and we'll be secluded beginning on Thursday afternoon at midday, somewhere around there, and until Saturday, just a little past the middle of the day. And so we're going because we want to hear from God, have an encounter with God, so that we can come back with what God has said to us, and we can share that with the people. So we're looking for our hearts to be infected, so with His presence. So we ask you to join us in prayer for that leadership event. Also, we want to pray for the children and the children everywhere, the children in your nation, in your town, in your community, wherever. We want to pray for the children. I'm feeling the weight and the burden of their situation where they have no control. The adults do. And I just feel like we, as adults, are failing them. We're not doing enough. So we want to pray for the children that God will help them and will help us to help them. We want to pray for the young adults that are on their way to college and their families. They're experiencing some stress at this point because of decisions that are on their plate that they need to make. Do we go to a far college, or do we go to one down the street or downtown and all of that? There's a push and pull of decision making there. These 17, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds that have the opportunity to further their education. So it's stressful on the families, although it's a good thing. We want to pray for that situation. We want to pray for the people that are contacting our prayer cast, that are being blessed by it and would like to continue to interact with our prayer cast. And I want to name someone in particular who contacted us just yesterday. And her name is Hannah Kairiwa. Hannah Kairiwa. And she's in Cape Town, South Africa. And I just feel that we just need to pray for her, that God would bless her and whatever her needs are, that they are met in the powerful name of Jesus. So those are some of the things off the top of my list that I would like you to join us in interceding for today. If you have anything that you would like to add, of course, we won't know unless you speak. And it's important that you do so and not leave the prayer cast without getting and joining in the power of agreement. Let us go before the throne. Father, we come into your throne, into your throne room, into your presence. And we come boldly because we know that you have invited us. You want us and desire us to come. But we also come with awesome dread, trepidation, because we know that we are coming into the ruler of the universe, the creator of the universe, You are Jehovah. You are Yahweh. We thank you that you've given us access. You've opened the door. And we can walk right in, knowing that we are welcomed. So we thank you on this Monday morning for inviting us and welcoming us, spreading out the treatment that only the Majesty can give. And certainly, your Majesty, you're our Majesty, and we thank you today.
Yes.
And Father, we want to know that we are clean and prepared as we appear before your throne today on behalf of ourselves and the others. And we know that we can only be so made clean because of your forgiveness, your response to our humble condition, our condition that we just are unworthy. We need your help. So we ask you to extend your hand of mercy and of grace to us, Word. Your ability to forgive, we ask for that action upon our lives and our spirits. Cleanse us. Forgive us.
Yes.
Apply the blood of Jesus like they did in the olden days to the horns of the altar at the place of sacrifice. Well, apply it to our lives, to the horns of our spirits, our inner man, so that we are cleansed and made whole in the name of Jesus. We call it done. We receive your forgiveness. We receive your cleansing. Because that's your plan, that's your purpose, that's your intent. You made provisions and reservations for us so that when we come in the condition in which we were in which we entered, that you can change our situation by allowing us to be clothed with the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we feel clean, much cleaner. We feel covered in the name of Jesus. We thank you there, Father, for the refreshing that comes to us from your throne. And today we lift up our leadership, that we will have an encounter with you as we go away and set ourselves apart. Yes. We will have an encounter with you as we sit together in your presence, that you would come in. We want you to know that you are invited and you are welcomed in our midst. We need your help. We want to hear your heart. We want to be in tune with your heartbeat. And Father, we rebuke every obstacle and every circumstance that would conspire against our coming together at your feet. We rebuke every strategy of the adversary who would care that we not do that. But you are God. And you rule and do overrule. So on the authority that you've given us today, we overrule every strategy and every demonic device of the enemy that would get in the way of our coming together and communing with you so that you can speak to us and give us what we need to be the leaders that you intended that we should be, to lead in the way that you want us to lead in the direction that you would like us to go. So we thank you today. And we are expecting, as we have an encounter with you, we are expecting you have our permission to speak to us, with us, in the name of Jesus, to be in the midst, to show yourself strong on our behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. amen and amen. Once again, we thank all of you for joining us on this Monday morning. It's so bright and the sun is coming up, at least in our zone. And to all of this, we praise God. We praise God that our signals on our prayercasts are clear and coming through. I trust it sounds that way on your end because it sounds that way on my end. But if you have a praise report, it must be short, quick, because we have our prayer agenda, or a prayer request, now is a good time to share that with us. Otherwise, we'll be moving on with our prayer agenda as we described it. So your line is open.
I have a prayer request.
Yes.
What's been on my heart for some time is that the believers of the body of Christ, all of us, that we find where we are predestined to be planted, and that those that's already planted somewhere where God desires for them to grow and to have home, that they stay where they are and not usurp the leadership, and that they walk in the Spirit, live Spirit-filled lives, and grow in their homes. And those that already have left their homes, that they come back to their homes where God desires for them to grow. And that's been strongly on my heart, so that's a prayer request. And that the leadership walk in the Spirit also and be prayerful and long-suffering.
That is, that has been on my heart as well. And I'm glad that you're allowing the Spirit of God to share his heart with you, because that's his heart. So let us make that a matter of prayer right now. Let all the saints, all the prayer team agree with that. Basically, to sum it up, it has everything to do with the condition, the present condition of the body of Christ. And of course, there are exceptions to what she has described. However, in too many cases, there's immaturity yet, and there is the flesh operating, and the flesh lusts against the Spirit. So the prayer request then is that the Spirit of God would have his way over the flesh, and that believers would respond and move in the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for that prayer request, and we know that that's your heart. That didn't originate with us. That's your heart. Your heart is yearning for maturity among your people, and that your people would be the kind of flock that is responsive to the shepherding of Jesus Christ, and that we would leave out as sheep, we would leave from going our own way. We would stay under the staff of the shepherd, the chief shepherd, and his under-shepherds. We thank you right now that the motivation and the power of self-will will be diminished. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every believer, even those that are hearing our voice and those that are not, but that you would have your way, and that there would be peace and stillness and reverence in the name of the Lord in the midst among God's people, and that there would be focus not in self-gratification, but focus on your heart and your heart's desire to accomplish, to achieve, change, transform, mold and fashion your kingdom in our hearts and in the world. So we thank you today for this prayer request, and we pray, Lord, that it will come to pass. In fact, we know that it will. We may not see or be able to identify specifics, and if we do, we thank you and we praise you, but we know your heart's desire that your people would grow in grace and in power.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Well, thank
amen.
You for that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Yes. Praise God. Well,
praise God. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. And life is. Amen. Jesus is
amen.
And is to come. Amen. He is Lord. I have a prayer request
amen.
For one of my coworkers. Her name is Donna.
Yes.
We hadn't heard from her for a while. She went out and
this is
she was
the one
sick.
That was ill.
Yeah, her name is Donna. Yeah, but
okay.
They did hear from her, and what happened is she had a brain tumor, and she had, and they operated on her. But her eyesight is not good. So I want you to hold her up in prayer. Her name is Donna.
Now, is she out of the hospital?
She's out of the hospital, yes.
Okay, so she's home recuperating from that procedure.
Yes.
Okay. And the eyesight is associated with that procedure, is that correct?
With that procedure, yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to speak 100% recovery into her life.
Amen.
We're going to speak that over her. We're going to speak that everything would function properly, powerfully, and effectively. And God has been with her, brought her through that procedure, and He's not going to leave her now. He doesn't work like that. So let us pray. I'm going to ask someone to take up that prayer. I'm feeling that, you know, there's someone of you that is God wants you to bring forth that prayer. Bring it to His throne. Now, He knows all about it, but He wants us as priests. That's who we are becoming, priests, to bring that. And what the priest does is represent God to the people and the people to God. Someone represents, what is her name again?
Donna.
Donna, okay. Someone lead us in representing Donna before the throne of grace. Allow the Lord to use you today. Hallelujah. I can pray for Donna. That's not a problem. I love to pray. But
hallelujah.
God wants to bless one of you in a special
thank
way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
Heavenly
His name.
Father God, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. You are sovereign. You are majestic, Lord God. You
yes.
are more than able, Father. And we bring Donna before you, O Lord God. We lift her up in unison, O Lord God. Lord God, we know that you're more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Lord God. And you're able, O Lord God, to heal her eyes, O Father God, to help her, O Lord God, have good function in her brain, Father God.
Yes.
You're able, O Lord God, to heal her in every way, to bless her in every way, Lord God, to help her to function at maximum capability, O Lord God. And, Father God, to
yes.
be a blessing to this earth. Father, you're more
yes.
than able to draw by your spirit into salvation, into loving you, into serving you, into loving others and serving
yes.
others. Lord God, you're more than able. And, Father God, we give you the praise right now for it, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, Lord God. We know,
thank you,
we know you're going to. With, oh Lord God, because you hear our prayer. You hear our hearts, oh Father God. And you said that if we ask anything, believing that we have it, that we should have it, oh Lord God. And we, oh Lord God, ask by faith on behalf of Donna, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Even touch her right now, oh Father God, in her home, oh Father God. And Lord God, make it a quick recovery according to your will, oh Lord God.
Yeah.
We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' holy matchless name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. I felt that. May I say this? Aletha would you do this? While the prayer was going on, the Holy Spirit was speaking with my heart. Let me make a statement here. The brain plays an important part in the functioning of our relationship and communication with God. It plays a very, it's not just our lips. Our brain is, there's a part of the brain that God has designed specifically for worship. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Specifically for worship. In fact, addictions, whatever they may be, substance abuse or whatever, the attack of the enemy through substance abuse and addictions is directed at exactly that portion of the brain. The very portion of the brain that we used to worship is the portion of brain that substance abuse and addictions attack. That exact same place. So you can, I'm just revealing the devices of the adversary. Paul said that we should not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Now, here's what I would say. If you would communicate with Donna, just ask, tell Donna that if she would just start praising God, start making that a regular routine of thanking God as much as she can, because he kept her alive and he brought her through a critical procedure. So obviously he deserves praise. Well, as she does that, it will exercise the brain and life will flow through the rest of the brain. This is a hands-on practical thing. This is a word in season for her.
Yes.
God will raise her up.
Yes.
In a mighty, mighty way. In a mighty way. She began to praise God and know that it's coming through the brain. The very place that she needs healing. God has the rest. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's something that you should say that, because we hadn't heard from her in 6 months, and she was like a private person, and the only one really was corresponding with her was our nurse manager, and you know the nurse manager can't say to anything because of these policies that we have. But one of my other coworkers was looking in the telephone book at the hospital of the employees. And she had been, we all been talking about her. And she said, I have to call her. And when I came to work Friday night, she said, oh, Leah, guess what? I talked to Donna. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, wow, you got a number. She said, girl, her number is right in the book. So I have, and it's something that you should tell me that, because I have her telephone number. And I am going to call her. And I just thank God. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise
and
God.
I believe the Lord.
Praise God. Yes. She's going to be fine. And also brand new. Brand
right,
new.
Right, man. And she could sing like a songbird. You hear me?
Well,
I know this is God.
Well,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Tell her to exercise that brain.
Yes.
She'll be fine.
Amen.
Okay, I want to pray for, quickly for this lady in South Africa. I don't have any other information than the fact that she has contacted us and has to be added to our contact list, so that as we our prayer cast, the signal of our prayer cast goes out, it goes, you know, she would pick it up. Okay, her name is Hannah Kairiwa, and she's in Cape Town, South Africa, and we want to ask God to bless this lady, visit her in a mighty way, and sounds to me like she's a believer. and in Cape Town, South Africa, they are moving into the winter. They're probably at the beginning of the fall, and their weather patterns are the opposite of ours. They're way down under, and so I don't know what time of the day it probably is. They're a few hours behind or ahead of us or whatever. I don't know, but let's pray for Hannah that God would visit her. It sounds like a Macedonian call, so let's respond. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Hannah, and we ask that you would visit her in a special way, in a special way, so that a testimony of your greatness and your goodness comes forth to us all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. She would be blessed in her going out, blessed in her coming in, blessed in her rising and her laying down. She would be blessed in the city and in the fields. Father, you have heard her heart, and what we are doing is just responding to the call, if you will. And so we're representing her and interceding on her behalf. Bless her family, Lord. If she has children, bless them. Bless the extended family as well. Meet all of their needs. And Father, cause them to stand above. Cause them to be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, bless them mightily. In Jesus' name. Father, cause her extended family to also to worship and to praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for Hannah. Amen. And amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's a great thing to be a blessing to people around the globe. That is awesome. Want to pray for the safety of the workers, and they will be starting this morning at about 9 o'clock on the restoration project that I've been describing in the hearing. They're starting on this morning. Now, I have to make a confession that any time anyone is up on the roof of our building, and our roof building has 11 different roofs, but any time anyone is up there, I'm nervous. Really, that is the truth. I'm nervous. And I go into prayer. Anytime anybody's up there, any worker, I go into prayer because, you know, there's my own insecurity with the height. I've been up there many times, never like it, but only because I have to when I do, and which I keep that to a minimum. However, we also know that the enemy exploits weakness. So we want the workers to be strong and to be alert so that there's no harm or danger coming to any one of them because of their elevation on our roofing systems as they do any kind of work, or inside of the building as they would be doing work in the building as well, that they would be safe, no tools, no injury from any tools. They'd be completely safe. There'd be no incidences. So I'm going to ask one of you quickly to lead us in that prayer, praying for the safety of the workers on our building project. Would someone take that, please? Okay, one at a time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Pray for those men, and I suspect there may be a woman or two in the midst. I don't know. I know of at least one. So pray for their safety, please. Hallelujah. invoke
Heavenly Father God,
the protection of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Give
her
the praise. Someone else praying?
Yes, I believe Florence is praying.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Okay.
Florence.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
the name of the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
The name of yes, oh God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It wasn't me, but I will take it up, Pastor. Hallelujah.
I thought I... Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know if it was. Somebody tried to come in, but... Anyway, we're going to believe God and lift up the works. Say, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just thank you, praise you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you that we can come before you and make our request known, Lord God. We thank
yes.
you, Lord, just for the men and women that will be working on our facility, oh God. We ask you for
yes.
your shield of protection around the entire New Castle Tabernacle building. The one that's
yes.
going to be on the oh God, and one that's going to be up on the roof. Lord God, we ask you for a shield of protection. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, oh God. And we lift them
yes.
up before you right now, oh God, that you keep them in safety. No accidents, no anything happen to them, anything that's in the area. No one come and disturb them, oh God. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus, we ask you
yes.
complete shield of protection. Because you said he who dwells in a secret place abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And we ask you to build an umbrella over them, oh God, that they'll be protected from the enemy or anyone that try to do something, oh God. We've aborted it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for opportunity of this project is being jump-started today, oh God. And be with them
yes.
from the beginning, oh God, to the end, to the completion, oh God. And we will forever give you all the glory and praise that you so rightly deserve. We
thank you, oh God.
And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. We ask you for complete protection in every way, every
yes.
area,
yeah.
everywhere, all around. And they're going in and they're coming out, oh God. Protect them.
Yes.
We give you the praise, oh God. And we thank you. And we thank you, and we glorify your name today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you for all of you for your prayers. We want to, I want to quickly, we're short on our time just about. I want to pray for the young adults, their families, and pray for children. Father, we lift up the children before you. They are your heart. And you said, such is the kingdom of heaven. We agree that we thank you for them, and we ask you to bless them today, even as they prepare to attend school. Bless them with safety. Keep them from all harm. We pray for the young adults. We pray that you will bless them in the name of Jesus, even as they prepare to graduate and go to college, and they discuss their future with their families and their counselors. Father, we pray that you would keep the air free of tension. There would be peace. There would be direction, guidance, and wisdom for these young adults, even as they go through the wonderful transition of going from one stage to another. Bless the families. Keep them peace in perfect peace, free from all anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well,
amen.
Looks like we're
amen.
Just about there. I do want to give us a benediction, but in so doing, let us remember Jerusalem. The scripture tells us to pray for Jerusalem, and although they that love her will prosper. We pray, O Yahweh, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. O God, we call upon the name of Yahweh. We'll give ourselves no rest, and we'll give you no rest till you establish Jerusalem. Make her a praise in all the earth. Be pleased to hasten the day when all Israel will cry out, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord, for we pray in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of our Redeemer and Messiah, our risen, reigning, and returning Prince, Christ Jesus. Well, let's go through this day in peace today. Let's be peaceful. Let's walk with the King. He is our Lord, and he is our guidance. Yes, so let us just be blessed on this awesome day that he has given to us. And you represent the kingdom of God. So be blessed. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. And all can say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It is so.
God bless you.
We love you.
God
bless you,
Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor, and Liz,
thank
and everyone
you.
On the line.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.